who do that these days. Quit your job about a week ago.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Good luck on that one,
tell
friend.
Tell him I need some time.
Yeah. You have all the time you want.
You have plenty of it.
Yeah, take good care. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday. Time for us to view the good news from the weekend. I think there's quite a bit of it here, so if you're poised to look for something that's good as the weekend ends and the first of the week starts, what's the good news today? Where's the good? How many times do I have to say it? Once. If I say good news once, that's enough for you to hit the button.
Not enough.
Yes, it is.
Not enough.
Yes, please.
You have to work for your good elements.
My
for your music.
All right. Hi, today is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Yeah.
Although Richie seems to, he's done a little research on this and doesn't seem to find...
Apparently there are several National Tooth Fairy Days. I guess the Tooth Fairy people have not combined efforts and agreed on one single day, so they're celebrating it several times a year.
All right, so our poll today at DougSteffen.com, what's the going rate per tooth from the Tooth Fairy at your home? Is it A, over $5? Wow, I got a quarter for mine. B, between $1 and $5. C, $1. D, less than $1. E, the Tooth Fairy leaves things other than cash at our house. You know what I forgot?
A candy bar.
No.
What?
I forgot when I had my tooth pulled a couple of weeks ago to put it under my pillow. I don't know what happened. It came out in pieces. It was all cracked.
Yeah, no good.
So
they
what happened? You can't get any money for anything that's broken like that? Really? What happens at your house? 800-510-8255 and or take our poll at DougSteffen.com. The going rate for
I'm just remembering
the tooth fairy.
What we did with Sean.
Yeah, what'd you do?
He's lost two teeth so far. He's 7 years old. He's lost two teeth. Two
really?
Teeth.
It's
so kind
of late, isn't he? Wouldn't they
yeah,
didn't start
early
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the first tooth, I think... We asked him whether he wanted to keep the tooth or not, because it was his first tooth. And he said, or do you want the Tooth Fairy to take it? Mm-hmm. So I think he decided the Tooth Fairy took it, and of course we saved it. But and he got $1. Or no, $5. That's what it was.
$5. Very expensive.
Then he lost his second tooth, and he said, I want to keep it. Not even thinking about it, we left him $1. So he wakes up the next morning and deduces that if the Tooth Fairy takes the tooth, you get more money.
Yeah.
Then if she leaves the tooth, then you only get $1.
Yeah.
So he's decided that he's going to let her take the tooth so they can get the $5 every single time.
Yeah. Smart kid. Didn't take long to figure that out.
Yeah, he's a McFadden.
What do you do for your teeth when they come out, your children's teeth? 800-510-8255 or take the poll at DougSteffen.com. We have all kinds of things in the Better Living box that will help you have a better life today, this week, this month. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, reinvent your routine. I think she's on her way to, she's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Isn't that this week?
I'm not sure whether that was this week or not. I can't remember.
All right, next item from the Good News Department on Good Day. Mayor Bloomberg in New York seeking permission to bar New York City food stamp recipients from using them to buy soda or any sugared drink. I get kind of upset when I look at these numbers. You know how many people in New York are on food stamps?
How many?
1.7 million.
Out of how many? Six?
Oh, New York City? No, no. If Los Angeles County, 14 million, I think I think there's 16. It's almost like, what would that percentage be, though? It's like 5% or more? 6, 7%? I think there are 18 million people who live in New York in the boroughs.
Let's see here.
So 1.7 million recipients of food stamps. Who thinks this is a good idea beside me? 800-510-8255. Got to go to the U.S. Department of Ag, which finances and sets the rules for the food stamp program. Why wouldn't, because they have this anti-obesity program going now, why wouldn't they automatically say, yep, we'll ban them from all, just don't use food stamps. You can't use them anymore to buy soda. Period, end of story. Who thinks that's a good idea? 800-510-8255.
According to the latest census report, it's New York City's population barely grew in the last decade, and they're at 8,175,000.
So how is it Los Angeles is number two with 14 million people, unless they're just counting the whole county, which is 14 million. But the counties of New York, the boroughs, I don't know if it's the same. Roberta's not here.
Maybe this is just New York City, though.
Yeah. Well, whatever. If that's the case, it's even worse. If 1.7 million people...
Of 8.1 million people.
Right. That's, what is that, 20% of the city on food stamps.
That's ridiculous.
Oof.
We have to ask Roberta.
Wow.
See whether she's on them.
So, is there an ethical reason to consider why we would not stigmatize people on food stamps? That's the argument here. You're telling them that they're a special class of citizen. Well, hello, you're on the public dole, right? That's what you're on the public dole if you're using food stamps, form of welfare.
You know, back in the, I mean, you remember back in the 60s and 70s,
yes,
and even into the 80s.
Yes, I have good memory.
If somebody were getting public assistance, they would likely not tell you.
No.
And wouldn't want you to know if they were taking unemployment.
I knew some kids in high school whose parents were on it, but the program wasn't as big as it is now.
No, but people would be working diligently to get off.
To hide it, right.
To hide it
now,
and get off of it.
Let's take some money from the government.
Yeah, hey, I'm getting my welfare checks. How about you?
Yeah, great. Super.
It's become... you know, publicly acceptable to be
and
able
these
to.
These arrogant so and so's at
government.
The Department of Agriculture said, we appreciate his interest and we'll review the proposal and get back to him. Right. Everything is relative. Congress debated but rejected restricting the purchase of sugar drinks with food stamps as part of the farm bill. What the hell is. What are sugar drinks, carbon? Remember we said last week? I think it was last week. Yeah, it was last week. We were talking about what happens to your teeth using fruit juices, citrus fruit juices that are carbonated, what that does to the enamel of your teeth. So why wouldn't you want... That's a problem. Obesity epidemic is a problem. Soda consumption has risen through the roof over the past 30 years. The most profitable section of the supermarket, according to Phil... supermarket guru, the most profitable section is the Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper. That's the most profitable section of the supermarket. Make billions and billions and billions of dollars every year selling that garbage. It's amazing. Why do you buy it? Why do you drink it? It's like drinking coffee. It's bad for you. Not anymore. Right? Coffee's supposed to be good for you.
No, coffee's good for you.
Yeah, but these beverages, nobody's ever going to find out.
Yeah, I mean, you know I drink Diet Coke.
Yes,
and that's my morning coffee.
I don't care.
I don't like coffee at all.
No, I don't either. I don't need it.
Can't
I'm drinking
drink it.
Lemonade. What do you need? What do you need it for?
It's
an artificial stimulant.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Artificial stimulant.
That's right.
Get yourself a life, will you please?
Okay. Tell me how to get that. Where will you get up at 4:30 in the morning?
Exercise.
I exercise four nights a week.
In the shower. And at night. You got to get yourself going in the morning.
My Taekwondo class isn't up in the morning.
Taekwondo at 4 a.m. That's the best way of fixing getting your energy level up. There you go. I think that that Bloomberg ought to be able to do, the people of New York ought to be able to do what they want to do without having the federal government. What the hell does the federal government get?
Yeah, why would they be telling him whether he can or can't?
Right. Too much government.
Oh, because it's a federal program.
What, the food stamp program?
Yes.
Huh. He could just say in New York City these, but what they ought to do is not, ought to ban them, period, in New York. If he
it's their money, so they hold it over him like a noose.
Right.
And they say, well, if you want to continue to get our money, you'll play by our rules.
800-510-8255. Time for ladies and gentlemen of incredible mind power to do something that's important for men and women. How about women who don't like it because their men get up sometimes a couple of times a night to go to the bathroom? Disturbs everything, right? Wakes you up. With Master Prostate, on the case. Incredible relief from that. The Master Prostate Blend is finally the relief. Doctors everywhere will tell you if you have if you're tired of the hassle. The bathroom visits are the biggest problem. You have that discomfort. You wake up and you got to go. And you don't want to get out of bed because you're going to wake up your partner. No, don't have to do that anymore. The way this product works, it has these 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function. And the most important part of that, excuse me, other than keeping your prostate in good shape, is that it is guaranteed to give you a restful night's sleep. Master Prostate. Get it right now by calling 800-716-6520. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and you can take part in the million bottle Master Prostate giveaway. You have nothing to lose. Pay a little shipping and handling, that's it. You'll see right away, within a week, your frequent trips to the bathroom will be a memory. 800-716-6520, Richie. The offer for the million bottles won't last forever, so get on it. 800-716-6520.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lionel Richie and Diana Ross hit number one on the pop music charts during this week in 1981 with, some people have described Richie as a beautiful duet. What's the matter with you?
It's
you're
gorgeous.
You're just not a sensitive guy.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. Number one for nine. Count them. 9 weeks in a row.
Log a complaint with my mother.
This is almost as bad, but not quite as bad as Roberta Flack. And Killing Me Softly with his song. Man, do I want to shoot that every time I hear it. Get rid of that. Now, does that mean that we are not lovers? That Richie and I are crude, rude boys that have no sensitivity? I don't think we could say that about Rich, but not about me.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a sensitive new age guy.
You are.
No question about that.
Yes, 100%.
I could do well without listening to this.
You're the most sensitive guy I've ever met.
Yeah, I am a sensitive guy. Yeah.
Are you the most sensitive guy you have ever met?
Am I the most sensitive guy that I've ever met?
Who do you know that is more sensitive than you?
I haven't really done a survey, frankly. I might. I'll take that job on if you'd like me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your new age friends. You can find somebody.
Yeah, okay.
Certainly more
25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer's not. Roberta's not. Jennifer probably back tomorrow. She was worried about her mom. Took her to the hospital about 1 o'clock in the morning. And that's the last I've heard, except she had a CAT scan and was then going to take her home. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So everybody who's calling here, what is it? What are all these people? You were just talking to somebody. Why don't they want to go on the air? But they just wanted to tell us. They wanted to tell you. See, the problem is they want to engage you in conversation instead of me. Hello,
yeah.
This is a talk radio program. When you call, you talk to the host.
That's my
you
favorite
don't talk
thing.
To Mr. Flunky
I don't
here.
Want to go on the air, but...
Yeah, I don't want to go on the air, but what? What are you calling for?
I'm scared to talk to Doug.
Why would you be scared to talk to me? What is there about me that puts people off?
It's not about you. It's talking to all of us.
All of us?
Yeah.
What? There's nothing wrong with talking to all of us. You don't have a... What? When you go to a party, a weekend barbecue at somebody's house, you don't talk to anybody, you just sit there?
That's the same thing.
That's exactly, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
Right, this is a morning barbecue.
Just because there's a fraction of a million people listening right now, it's no different than talking to 8 or 10 people at the barbecue.
None whatsoever. All right, let's see, get back to the good news, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you were talking about
your music again?
I don't care.
Make you feel good here.
Yeah,
make
good news blown in your window.
Somebody just called and said that... they didn't think that it was fair, and I was going to ask this person, if you hadn't done such a terrible job of screening him, I was going to ask him what it was, whether he was on, the guy was obviously on food stamps, because he objected to singling out food stamp people and not letting them buy this stuff, so, and I don't have a problem with that. I think that he may be right, and I think the sodas ought to be, if you're going to stop people from doing bad things, you got to be consistent, right? This is really bad for you. So you either tell people that you can't do this, 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 and this, or you let them do everything.
So
how do you be selective?
Let's say I supported not letting people buy alcohol or cigarettes with food stamps, but said, you know what, if they want to buy Twinkies and sodas, that's up to them.
What do I think about that?
Yeah.
I was stretching. I think you went back again. If you're going to be the food police, you food police for everybody. 800-510-8255. You either do or you don't. Right. So that, but there's so much of a lobbyist, you know, these companies that are making this stuff. I just told you, grocery stores have more money involved from Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
What's the number one? We talked about this last week. What is the most recognized brand in the world?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. You think they're going to sit down and let this fly?
No.
No.
Well, I think we've let the food stamp thing get out of control, as we have many other things. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is what you're listening to. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is working on the next generation iPad with an expected release date in early 2012. The iPad 3 is expected to have twice the resolution as its predecessor with a 9.7-inch screen. Parts suppliers have already received enough orders to make 1.5 million iPad 3s. In other news, Verizon announced that the 45,000 striking employees will resume working on Monday without coming to an agreement on the new contract. The FBI is looking into over 90 acts of sabotage that put some service out from Massachusetts to Delaware. There's no deadline on contract negotiations. And finally, if you're looking for an incredibly cheap tablet, HP slashed its prices on the now unsupported touchpad. The 16-gigabyte model is now only $99, and of course they sold 350,000 of them and were out of stock immediately. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Winter here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Look smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See site for details.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
So hopefully we're doing as good a job as we would if Roberta and Jennifer were here. I guess Jennifer will be back tomorrow. It's now 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wanting to have you take your first step today to get someplace you've never been before. How about we think about going someplace we have never gone? You got to make the decision, though, to either stay where you are or go someplace where you have never been before. How many people are interested? I was talking about Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. That's pretty, a lot of chutzpah involved in trying to do that.
Yeah, no
right?
kidding.
Yeah. So would you do that? Would you do something like that? If you knew it was going to help you develop in other ways, would you take a risk like that and do something that was so out of the box? So interesting. So
and it doesn't even have to be that drastic. It really doesn't. It could be something, you know, okay, today I'm going to start an exercise program and I'm going to walk around the block five times.
Yep.
You don't have to go and jump out of an airplane to change your life, mm-hmm. although it'd probably be a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah.
But do something. Do anything.
Right. Something, anything. It'll become a part of you. And you'll probably take you probably get something out of it. You'll take something away from the experience.
You feel good about yourself.
Take a step in the different zone today, if you will. All right? Let's find out from Dennis what he's going to do today that's different. Dennis is in Alamogordo. All right. So what are you going to do? My challenge to you, Dennis, is to do something different today. What are you going to do?
That walking around the block sounds like a real good idea.
That is a good
Rocking
idea, isn't it?
Around the block. All right.
Or farther, my better half's been after me to do that for a while.
How long would you have walked if you walk around the block? Is it a big block, a small block?
Oh, I walk with her. I don't walk with her very often. She walks three or four times a week. It's about a mile and three quarters.
That's a good. That's a nice walk.
Good walk fast. Move your arms around. If you were watching, if you're following. The video, we're streaming the video. I'm in the studio moving my arms around. You see how I'm doing that, Richie?
Yes.
You can do that. You can do this as you're walking.
You're a crazy person.
You can do this as you're walking. Whatever. But move everything. That's what Andrea would tell you to do. That's not why you called, Dennis. I know you have a food stamp story. Were you ever on food stamps?
Oh, no, not myself. No, I've been very fortunate throughout my life. I've only been unemployed once, and it was kind of by choice.
Okay.
So I've been very fortunate. But the food stamp story, my better half was in line at a local store here. There was a lady in front of her that had a basket full of groceries and had a basket full of meat, quite a lot of hamburger. And the checker commented to the lady, said, boy, that's an awful lot of meat. And the woman looked at the checker and straight up said, yeah, it is an awful lot of meat, but I can't buy dog food with my food stamps. And she was buying hamburger to cook for her dogs because she couldn't use her food stamps to buy dog food. That, to me, is an abuse of the system without
Really?
Question.
Yeah, of course it's an abusive system. The whole system is crazy.
It's skewed.
Why do we do this? Why is there a need to do this? Why don't we do something? All of the things that are necessary in our country, things that need to get done, cleaning up this, fixing that. Why is it so difficult to have people do these things, and then where instead of giving them something for nothing, you get something when you do something? Why is that such a difficult concept for people to get to? What's the problem? It's demeaning. What do you mean, demeaning?
They've gotten so soft, you know, ideologically, that, the poor thing, let's go ahead and help them, you know. It doesn't make any sense. I'm a big believer that if they're going to take money from me, from my taxes, that having them do drug tests, I think that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. I have to do drug tests for my job.
Yeah. We think that you make good sense, Dennis. Thank you. It is. It's the whole thing is nonsensical. Mm. Brian, you have children. Do they drink this Mountain Dew or these other really horrible drinks, terrible drinks?
No, my kids are grown up, but one's not smart enough. He gets into that those power drinks, a Red Bull or Monster or whatever. That seems to be the thing. What I heard was on the news about a few weeks ago on Nightline, they had a deal in Kentucky where the kids were drinking so much Mountain Dew that it was rotting their teeth out at 5 and 6 and 7 years old, or putting a part in the middle of your front teeth so wide, you know, you could eat an apple through a tennis racket, basically. And unfortunately, they call it Mountain Dew face, and it's an actual medical term that the dentist used up there.
Mountain Dew face.
This I have to look up.
Mountain Dew face.
Richie, it's called Dew Face is what they call it. And about the dog and the hamburger, heck yeah, come on. Doug, if the dog needs to be fed before the human does, let that dog have that hamburger.
Doofus, you know, I think, is what the word is we're looking for.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
I do, thank you. 800.
Mountain Dew Face.
800-510-8255. Another item that's good. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
I haven't seen it.
This is one of the cutest videos we have ever had. It's a young boy trying very hard to stay awake and eat his ice cream cone, but he is so sleepy. You have to see it. And that's why, obviously, we want you to go look at it. See one of the things there are that are there at DougStephan.com. Right? The cute
that's
thing.
That's hysterical.
Is this. This is the cute
he's
thing
got
of the
his
day.
Arm on the table, right. And his head laying down on his arm, but he's still chomping away on that chocolate cone.
That's bad for your teeth, too, right?
Yeah, a little ice cream.
All right, here's the outrage of the day. This is not good news. 70-year-old Sharon Bullington may lose her home.
Why?
Because she paid her mortgage early.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, she apparently Bank of America, you know what geniuses they are. With those of us who think, okay, wait a minute, you pay your thing early, what's the story? The Bank of America has filed to foreclose on Ms. Burlington and her husband, who's 78, being treated at home for a terminal illness. My husband's bedridden. All of this is more than I can bear. They moved to Florida 15 years ago after Mr. Bullington retired from General Motors in Flint. They bought a home in Newport Richey that is valued at $133,000, but they owe $177,000 on it. A couple asked Bank of America to modify the loan. There was a catch. The couple would first have to officially default on their $1,400 a month payment. A couple did that and entered into the modification plan, which reduced the payment to $916 a month. All right, makes sense so far? Okay. Ms. Bullington made the January payment on December 23rd. Bank took the money. Next month, she made the February payment over the phone. Weeks later, the money had not been withdrawn from her bank account. After she asked the bank about it, its representative told her she had punched the wrong routing number. In March, the bank kicked the couple out of the modification plan. So now, this is Bank of America. Man, are these people stupid. Oof. So now what happens? I mean, can you even begin to follow this? This is so beyond. This is so. It is
you
no.
Know what's going on here?
No. Well, it's a computer.
Yeah, it's a computer, and the banks are not set up to be able to handle the amount of paperwork that it takes to go through all of these foreclosures that they're yeah. having to deal with. And stupid mistakes like this are happening. It's out of control. This is a real problem
yeah.
in that they are just overwhelmed with paperwork.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these people are going, people are stopping to pay their house payment, and they're going a year and a half before anybody can really even get to them.
So here's this lady goes to the, writes a letter to the Bank of America President Brian Moynihan, and also to her congressman. Nothing.
Well, of course.
Nothing. As a matter of fact, the congressman's aide called her up and said that there's nothing they can do. Payment due on January 1st had been made in December. In accordance with the trial payment letter dated December 15th, it indicates that if you are not able to make each payment in the month in which it is due, you will be not eligible for a modification. So the payment was due in January, or January 1st. They made it in December, not in the month in which it was due, so therefore they lose the modification plan and they lose the house. These people are so stupid. It goes beyond anything that you could possibly imagine. And every bit of bad publicity they get, they deserve every single bit of it. Sell the home on a short sale, and then that they have, there's no money, there's no equity in the house, they don't have any money, all the money's tied up in the house. So they're going to take the house away from him. This guy who's terminally ill will have no place. They'll become a ward of the state. So then you and I, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, will start paying to take care of this guy because the Bank of America is stupid. How's that? Does that make it a fine enough point?
I'm not sure I really know where you stand on this.
Really? You want me to say it again?
Yeah,
the story, by the way, for those of you who want to read the whole thing and become thoroughly annoyed, is at DougStephan.com, the news stories that we have, DougStephan.com. What's today trending? That's one of the stories. Nobody else is going to talk about this. There'd be a place for a story like this on the Today Show, though, Richie.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Although, what are they busy doing
this
morning?
All the time.
What are they, yeah, these things happen all the time.
They're talking about the woman that was missing in Aruba still.
Why?
The latest update on that.
Yeah. How about, speaking of Aruba, the tropical storm Irene moving across from Barbados toward the Virgin Islands and toward Florida, looks like, dumping heavy rain on the northern Leeward Islands. Storm is expected to strengthen as it heads toward Puerto Rico, according to the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center, hitting Florida by the end of the week. But then the way the various trajectories, you know, they say, okay, maybe it goes this way, maybe it goes that way. But when it hits land, they lose all of their strength. But when they, you know, comes on shore, wow. Was it Hurricane Andrew that did so much damage there?
Yes.
A couple of years ago?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so that takes care of that. We've taken care of a lot of things here.
Busy.
We're
busy.
Yeah. You feel much better now?
I feel like I'm getting it all off my chest.
Anne in Mount Vernon, hi.
You've cleaned up the whole world. Good for you.
Thank you very much. Here I come to save the day.
Yep, that's right. Get the blood stirring.
All right, so what are you going to do to get the blood stirring?
Well, what I'm calling about is why people on welfare are not used to do public work.
That's it. That's the question. I was asking that.
Here it is.
Maybe not as directly or as well as you, but that's it. We have all these jobs that need to be done. Why are we giving them some for nothing?
Because the unions don't want them interfering with public organizations.
Ooh, wow.
No, they don't. They don't want somebody doing what can be paid, somebody else can be paid for.
Wow.
There's big resistance to that. I was a social worker in New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
aid to families with dependent children. Believe me, they just shoveled the money out and nobody did anything. Got to the point you don't even have to go to the office.
But yeah, we ought to. Warren Buffett says we better pay more taxes so we can support a system like that.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, hooray for us.
Wow.
All right,
so
Ann,
that's
thank
the story.
You.
It's a pitiful one, too.
It is. We got to do something. Time for an evolution.
You mean a little chlorine in the gene pool.
You know what I found out over the weekend? Here, this is amazing. I found out that some of these big, you know, for those of you who may be new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I sell my raw milk on my dairy farm in a little store that we have on the farm. So I was talking to somebody who was working on some large farms. And these are tanks that hold 18 to 20 to 22, 24,000 gallons of milk. And because the way the factory farms run, where the hell, listen to this story, Richie.
Right.
The factory farms are filthy. The cows are filthy.
Right.
The equipment's filthy.
Sure.
The milk is filthy. So now the new trick to get rid of the bacteria is to dump a bottle of Clorox bleach into the milk tank. Let me repeat myself.
Beautiful.
Dump a bottle of Clorox bleach. This is what you're getting when you go to the store and buy that fine quality milk, that pasteurized, homogenized, processed milk. The big, 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 gigantic producers who have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14,000 cows. They milk them three times a day. Everything is so dirty, they never clean anything because they're just milking all the time. So they take a jug of Clorox and dump it in the milk. It gets diluted enough. If you drank Clorox, it would kill you. But it gets diluted enough in 20,000 gallons of milk.
So they're doing this in empty tanks to clean the walls? Mixing it with the
milk? They're mixing it with the milk. They are pouring Clorox into the milk.
These guys are beautiful, man.
Dump Clorox into the milk to kill the bacteria so their counts won't be so high that they'll be rejected by the processing plant. And there's enough water in the milk in that quantity to dissipate the effect of the bleach so it doesn't kill you. And besides, when they run it through the processing plant, it takes care of all that stuff anyway.
Can I Snopes you on this?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Help yourself. Yep. I mean, whether they know it or they don't know it. Who knows whether they know it. This guy worked on the farm and he did it. That's how he knew. He told me the story of what was going on the farm. Boss says, dump that Clorox into the milk. Clean up the bacteria. I like that. We didn't have time for the television report, but a couple of good stories anyways. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Well, I'm seeing it here on the web, so it must be true.
There you go.
There you go.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens, stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider?
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't groceries. grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to have with us right now from Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles, Michael Levine, who is the executive in charge, if you will. Obviously, his name is Levine, and that's his name. Maybe somebody put two and two together and figure out he's the big guy. A lot of television appearances on CBS and interviewed by a lot of radio programs, including this one, for comments on what's going on from the PR perspective. People who are in the news, many of whom have been clients of Michael Levine in his office. By the way, a lot of people are reading Michael's daily sort of a news blog, if you will. That's what I like the fact that we can look at the LBN e-lert and get a capsule of all sorts of things that are going on, from the things that we're all talking about on News Talk Radio to things, bits and pieces about people, celebrities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the people in the focus this weekend and this week is, well, he's always in the focus, though, really. William Jefferson Clinton celebrating his 65th birthday. Amazing. It seems like he's always been around, always been a football, and seems to have always landed on his feet. Is he a genius when it comes to being able to manage his own aura, do you think, Michael, or has he had some help?
That's a great question. Bill Clinton, genius or jerk? Bill Clinton, genius or jerk? Well, first of all, happy
birthday. Most people will tell you, by the way, that they would like to have him president rather than the last two.
Oh, there are many who say that. Happy birthday, Mr. President. I've met Bill Clinton and have given him some advice from time to time. He hasn't always listened to it.
Did he take it? I was going to say, did he take it?
Sometimes.
No, did he? Good, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, here's the deal. There will be some very positive things that Bill Clinton will be remembered for, and there will be some negative things. And let me give you a couple of the negative things, and they're not the scandal stuff. Yes, indeed, when his obituary is written, it will be noted very early on in the first paragraph that he was an impeached president.
Yeah.
Facts are stubborn things.
Yeah.
However, he was president of the United States from 1992 to the year 2000. Now, during that eight-year period, Bill Clinton missed a very, very, very important problem that he did not address with any seriousness, perhaps because he was distracted, and that was the problem of terrorism and Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, during his the tenure of Bill Clinton, repeatedly over and over and over and over and over again told us, both in word and action, what he intended to do. And President Clinton basically swatted at him. He did not take him seriously. He did not hit him hard. He had opportunities to, and he didn't. That, of course, set the stage for September 11th, 2001. A very, very big failing on behalf of President Clinton. On the other hand, he did some things rather well. He presided over an economy that generally did quite well. He is a president that actually got us into surplus. Now, that is extraordinary when you think of it. The fact that this man got this country into surplus in today's environment is almost unthinkable. And yet he did it. And so we have to give him credit for some of the good things he did and hold him responsible for some of the rather negative things.
All right, we only have a minute left, and I know there's another name I want to drop on you because you and I sent you an email about Ron Paul and how the media now is picking up, or not some of the media is picking up on how the news media has consistently tried to push this guy away. How, if you're an advisor to Ron Paul, do you tell him to do his thing, to keep on keeping on?
Well, I don't think you have to do that because he seems to be driven by something inner, a belief almost as if he's channeling some of the forefathers of this nation. He believes very, very deeply in the core principles of the founders' core principles. Now, in modern life, I think even the founders would have, you know, the reason we have amendments to the Constitution is because they envisioned a body principles that would change and grow over time. It doesn't seem that Ron Paul likes the concept of change and growth very much.
On two interesting Americans, Bill Clinton and Ron Paul, this is Michael Levine from the LCO Online office in Los Angeles and the editor of the LBN Eler. Check it out, lbneler.com.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStepan.com.